This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And also, our bulk mail center drivers, that would be Felix and the gang, and Trucker John out there hauling the mail. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse people, our Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All the same way, Captain's America. Captain add an S, America, lowercase, and you got it. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from south of the bridge, the big bridge down there, the Sunshine Skyway, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Figuratively, coming up over the bridge to join you on America's Third Watch.
That's right. You're yelling very loud. And we can hear you. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. We hope you get it. Well, Colonel, I guess I'll start with the obvious here, and that is the January 6th committee is expected to criminally refer, and probably already has, former President Donald Trump and top members of his circle to the Justice Department, likely just before Christmas. They expect that to come out, and the panel's dissolution will happen at the same time. This after months of investigation and highly publicized and polarizing public hearings about Trump, his allies, and all that continues to dismiss the probe as a highly partisan sham. Now, if you had to leave it up to Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff, you wouldn't have to go any further than to say they have a personal vendetta.
Well, I think that's precisely what it is. It is political. And, of course, here in this lame duck session, there's going to be incredible vested interest in trying to get this through. I noticed yesterday that Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in the state of Georgia,
yep,
has been subpoenaed by the special counsel,
yep,
investigating January 6th.
Yep.
And, of course, the mainstream media has highlighted that because of the phone call on the 2nd of January by then President Trump to Raffensperger, allegedly saying, "Hey, give me some more votes in Georgia," which could be figured out, not necessarily no criminal intent or anything like that. So, yeah, much to be seen here in the next month, as in many things. With while some are paying attention, some are not, but we'll see which way that goes. But yeah, politically driven, absolutely, because it it'll die a death, not 100%. The special counsel was meant to make sure that it did not entirely die beyond the lame duck Congress. So onward we go.
Now, in the last 2 days on the Mexican border in El Paso, across the shallow part of the Rio Grande, we've had 16,000 illegals come across that border.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? And, of course, we're all waiting. I think it's on the 21st for the doing away with, what is it, Title 42? I'm not sure if I got that right.
Yeah, but, Title 42, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Title 42, which, I mean, the situation is absolutely insane as it is. But you can imagine that. So the folks down there doing all the hard work.
Well,
no
Colonel, never fear, because Mayorkas said they'll have it under control. Never fear.
Yeah, sarcasm intended, of course.
But he said it. He said, no problem. We'll have it all under control. Title 42 makes no difference. We'll be able to.
I am so very comforted by that national security put on the southern border by Mayorkas and crew.
Yeah, and the first thing that is going to happen on, I believe, January the 3rd, one of the first things, is some 87,000 IRS agents are going to suddenly find themselves in the Customs and Border Patrol and find themselves on the way to the border.
You can't make this stuff up, can you?
I'm not kidding.
The reality that we live in.
I'm not kidding. Now. That's what we've been told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's just that there's no end to the just the crazy things that come out, including, you know, the deal to bring back our WNBA player on behalf of a notorious arms dealer and criminal.
Yeah.
Things that just meet with...
Okay.
Even the Democrats can't support that.
I will hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after these messages.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much. This is Jeff in Sarasota, and we'll see him for lunch today at the Mission Barbecue over on West Waters here in Tampa. Hope we can see you there, too. We always have a great time. Great people there, 11:30 to 1:30. And look forward to seeing you if you stop on by. Say howdy, howdy. Get to meet some of the gang that's there. Find out who it is that calls into the program and whatnot, as well as people just like you to listen to the show. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan and all those Nissan dealerships. Now, their website is simply Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And we're going to start with the flagship store, which is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Now, I'm going to be there Saturday from 9 to 3, so look forward to seeing many of you there. As well as, they've got the store up in Crystal River. They've got the Nissan and Acura store side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And then they've got the all-new, brand-new, I mean state-of-the-art, unbelievably fancy Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, where they're just tearing it up. They're just tearing it up there because they're doing the same sort of stuff they do at the other stores, and that's taking good care of the customers and giving them great deals. Now, they're on State Route 50, just this side of the Sunshine, the tollway that's right there. And you got to remember that if you're going up the toll road, you get to State Route 50, make a right turn and start looking immediately on the right, because there'll be the second building on the right sitting right there on the very crest of the little hill that's right there. All right, now, don't forget, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, get a tremendous deal afforded to you, as well as church pastors, because of your great service to our country. And, of course, you get Moss Care. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Colonel, I look forward to seeing you tonight down there at Mixon's. I think you just told me we're going to be outdoors in a pavilion, which is nice. I like that pavilion.
It's beautiful, yeah. It accommodates what the larger-than-normal crowd, and it usually draws a pretty good crowd anyway. But, yeah, it's great to start off this Tuesday and then bookend it with that as your faithful servant here on America's Third Watch, answering the muster call.
And by the way, speaking of muster calls, I understand there's going to be some rookie firefighters going to be the MC.
I heard that. I don't know if it's just a rumor. I have to confirm that. I got a feeling that America's Third Watch host might know something about that.
Yeah, and I had to throw that rookie out there. It makes you feel young again. But 30 years in the fire service, nope. I did it until I couldn't do it anymore. It was that simple.
Yeah, yourself and, of course, our state chairman of the Republican Caucus of Florida, Bob White, is a featured speaker, and you'll be involved in that. So the two of you together will certainly bring in folks that otherwise might not come out there, but it's worthwhile just to celebrate the birth of Christ together with like-minded patriots.
I look forward to seeing Bob again. It's always a pleasure. Okay, yeah. Now we're going to go back to the chalkboard here, so to speak. Did you hear Elon Musk calling for the prosecution of little Dr. Fauci? He said, and I quote, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci.
Yeah, but boy, he does immense words. When he says something, he's very direct about that. And, of course, he's you and I have, and many others have trumpeted that same call for a long time.
He belongs in jail.
Yes. Yeah, well, it is criminal. There's so many things that are, they're not just politically wrong, they are criminal. And that's what the folks out there are crying about, is saying, hey, when are we going to have equal application of under the law? Certainly aren't getting under this Department of Justice, but no. We got some folks that we know ought to be serving prison or jail time.
Right. Yeah, and let me put it out this way. Fauci lied and people died. It's that simple.
Yeah. And of course, we've highlighted where we've got people that are lying in front of Congress on behalf of, you know, the former Twitter chair and others with that. It wouldn't be such a big deal and wouldn't get the attention it deserves, except they're colluding with the federal government, which makes it case closed, a violation of the First Amendment.
Now, I could be wrong here, Colonel, but the Democrats seem to have a lame duck wish list. And what I keep seeing that keeps coming up is the immigration laws that they want to, where they immediately make all these people legal that have come in, which is going to definitely upset the folks that have been here in the system for a number of years waiting their turn, that have paid big money to be here, and now you're going to take these illegals and just go, we now make you an American citizen, you'll be just fine, we'll give you three huts and a cot. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and you're right. And the unfortunate thing is we've got some Republican congressmen that seem to be cottoning to this idea, which is worrisome, because that gives it more breathless, and we've got Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who appears to be kind of laying by the wayside. You know, he doesn't directly come out and say absolutely not. So this is worrisome. And of course, forever, every legislature and everybody in Congress bears watching by we the people. But this is one we got to watch, because much evil can be done in this month before January.
Well, we know that they want to have an immigration law of some sort to favor them and all these people that keep coming across the border, that they just look the other way and let them come in. And the second one is gun bills. I've heard a number of legislative suggestions about guns, and Biden said something about, well, we got to reduce the number of bullets in the guns. I mean, geez, man. Give me a break. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. And by the way, did you see our beloved president yesterday steal the Christmas gift and go out the door from the Marines?
I did not.
He stole a toy. Okay, picked it up. I guess he thought he was going to give it to a kid or something. But he picked the toy up, and there weren't any kids available, so he just tucked it up under his arm and walked out the door.
I wonder where it is now.
Probably his granddaughter. One of them, well, one of his grandkids, just a guess, but, I mean, give me a break. All right, well, we got a caller here. Let's take the caller and see what he wants. This is Backgammon Bob, I think, coming to lunch today with us.
Yep.
What's up?
Anyway,
what's up?
Ken, I think the problem we got with these congressmen and senators is they get too many of our people have a case of rhinitis. In other words, they become rhinos, at least temporarily for a while, and then they go back. And we're going to have to, with the votes this close in the House, we got to marshal our forces to where we get people acting in unison, because that's the only way to stop these Democrats. And hopefully we can win some of them over to our side. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, I appreciate what Backgammon Bob just said, Colonel, but here's the deal, and this is the way it works. There are a lot of people that go to Congress for one reason, to get paid to vote. And I'll say that again, to get paid to vote. The lobbyists come up and say, well, if you vote the way on this bill, we'll give you $500 or $1,000 or whatever the limit is per day. And they can come back every day and give you that amount of money until you say yes or no.
That's right. And the longer they serve, the more entrusted and in collusion with these lobbyists they become. You know, I know I hear some arguments against term limiting in Congress saying, oh, they got a revolving door. They got to stay in there a while. Then they learn to take power with lobbyists. No, the inverse happens. The longer they serve, the more in bed and the less they keep the eye on we the people and the more they come with these trusted interests. And the lobbyists like to culture them over the long term in the years. So the only people that favor keeping folks in Congress indefinitely, perhaps more than lobbyists, is the Democratic and Republican Party, guilty on all fronts. They love to keep folks in because they are all special interest groups, and we've got to do that. I heard some arguments at a meeting that I went to last night. They showed the dissolution. Some people argue for term limits, former guests. I am absolutely for it.
You bet.
I used to drink the Kool-Aid and said, hey, we got elections. But it has become abundantly clear. If we want to restore the republic to what the founding fathers, elections aren't going to cut it because systemically it just doesn't work. We've got to support term limits USA or convention of states, and we've got to amend the Constitution and put term limits on members of Congress. I am just so embedded in that idea. I hardly can hear an argument against it.
I couldn't agree with you more, and we'll talk about that on the other side when we come back, because we've got a lot more stuff to talk about, folks. By the way, Vladimir Putin might have some health issues. We'll talk about that when we come back, and that is something that everybody's got to keep their eyes on. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried was to testify before lawmakers in Congress today, but instead was arrested in the Bahamas Monday and now faces extradition. In the past 9 months, Jerome Powell has raised interest rates at the fastest pace of any Federal Reserve chair since the 1980s. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year. The government will partially shut down starting Saturday if Congress doesn't act to extend funding. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays. I'm optimistic we could take action on a CR rather quickly and avoid the shutdown that neither side wants, and that is a one-week CR.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. And, of course, you can hear Kyle Warren every morning at 2 a.m. here on the program. He starts out the show with us. And we appreciate him very much, and we also appreciate our guest that we have right now, and that would be retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as being the host of Military Matters, a show that you can see on Vimeo, which is like a YouTube thing. But I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. And, of course, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every morning. I take it with my breakfast when I get started, because you're supposed to take it with food to help it digest and get into your system. But I take it because it works, folks. It works. And I tried just about everything, including the prescription drugs, and I was just getting sick and tired of the buzz. So I tried this instead when I first heard about it, and I've never looked back. 9 years and counting right now. 9 years and counting. Now, it's all natural. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, it has icarin and omega-3 in it, which helps your body's natural response to inflammation and will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. It's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. So give it a try. $19.95 is all it costs, and that's what it cost me for the last 9 years, $19.95. Relief Factor. .com/captain's a website, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to you, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
We have two callers on the line, so I'm going to go over here and take the first one first. Okay, good morning, caller. Is this our friend in Michigan?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Just what you're talking about tonight. I called up one time before, and I talked about it. And exactly what you're talking about, what's going on in Washington?
Yep.
Exactly what they were talking, what they were showing in a movie that I have, where that is called Billy Jack Goes to Washington.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're familiar with that. So yep. Okay.
Hey. Have a good night, Matt.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, and that's Sandusky, Michigan, if you know where that is, Colonel.
I do, and that's interesting. It brings back memories of my youth. One tin soldier rides away. Billy Jack.
Yep, and he's listening to us on our affiliate up there in the backyard. I believe it's AM 660 up there. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and I think I know who this is. Let me look and see. Yep, I think I do. Is this Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, I want to throw out three real quick points, and then I want to hang up and listen, especially the third point. First point is, I'd be really surprised if Sam Bankman bank fraud is even going to make it here alive. There might be a plane crash, or he might get Epstein. I hope I'm wrong. Number two, I've been hearing about this fuse and baloney since 1979, and that's just what it is. They're just leading that horse along with a carrot, getting us to go along with the Green New Deal. The way to go is thorium. Thorium reactors. Thorium is an element in the earth. It's 400 times more plentiful than uranium-235, which means it's cheap, and we can have almost unlimited energy. But my real point, real reason why I'm on the call is everybody's saying, oh, Brittany Griner, we're glad she's back. I'm going to tell you, Ray, I'm not glad she's back, okay? I'm not good. Look, I'm not defending Russia. She did a crime. She got due process. She had multiple appeals over there. She had lawyers over there, okay? She went over there to make millions of money playing in their basketball team. She confessed. They found it. She knew she was a pash head. You know what she got? She got the kind of justice they used to give people in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s in this country when we didn't have a drug problem because they punished them severely. That's why we didn't have a drug problem.
Okay.
She met up with 1950s law when she went to Russia, and everybody thinks she was unjustly prosecuted. Wrong all day long. She should have stayed there. You do the crime, you serve your time. And if we had hard labor farms, maybe we wouldn't have all this criminality going around.
All right, thanks, Ian. Okay. I really, Colonel, would have preferred, that's just me talking, that we would have got our former Marine out.
Yeah.
He'd been there longer.
Absolutely. I think unquestionably. There's a head-scratcher, and I know it's because they tried to do a deal. The Russians had asked for another criminal. Germany objected vehemently about it because this guy was a killer. I can understand that. But we're not dealing from a position of strength. I don't want to say it was bad news that we freed America, even though it was the likes of Griner. But I'm with you, and I think I'm with most of America. It would have been great to have seen our former Marine released instead.
Yeah. And I got something to say about Sam the Crypto Man. That's what I'm going to start calling him, Sam the Crypto Man. Did you know he was supposed to testify today via Zoom or whatever, a congressional hearing? Did you know that?
I didn't. I thought that they were flirting with the idea about him actually having to testify in person, but Lord knows. We'll see which way it drives.
And they snatched him before he could do it, which tells me somebody in D.C. is afraid of what he had to say.
Yeah, he is such an errant missile. I mean, here's a guy that's gone on with, what, 5, 6 or more national media interviews, which a legal guy would probably advise not to do. But nevertheless, he's done it. And the whole situation is scary. He's a scary guy.
So I'm with Ian wondering whether or not he even makes it back, or if he dies somewhere en route, the plane goes down, you know, whatever it is that Ian was referring to. I mean, I just, it's very weird that you would take somebody, and Denise and I talked about this last hour, you might have heard it. It's very weird that they would take somebody like this when they're supposed to testify, and boom, all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah, you would think a guy like this, if he, let's say he was testifying in person, you'd have a marshal or somebody off the side and clasping him in handcuffs just as soon as he got done with his testimony and sending him off to face charges for his criminal behavior.
Sure.
But that's just me.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Colonel, you know, Vladimir Putin nixed his annual press conference. They only have like one official press conference a year over there in Russia. And right away, everybody's going, well, it's because he's very sick, very sick. Well, is he? What do you think?
You know, I don't know. Yeah, this is the first time in 10 years he hasn't done it. It's kind of his equivalent of the State of Union address. He gets that kind of attention, and he's not doing it. I don't know if it's a part of the make it show, well, we're too busy doing important things like waging this war in Ukraine. We hear so much about his health, and it's almost like we know as little about that as we do about the what goes on in North Korea. But we see increasing signs. I think he is suffering some health issues for sure, but the extent to which we don't know. Can't confirm or deny it. And I don't know if that's related to him calling this off. But it could be a combination of things, but that may well play into it.
Well, we'll find out then, won't we?
Eventually, the truth will be known.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get bad enough on the border with these 16,000 people showing up over the last couple of days in El Paso, the ICE officers all along the border have been told to reduce their arrests in anticipation of the border surge that they all know is coming.
Absolutely insane. It's incredible. That and the 21st of December, awaiting that, it's been a frightening situation for years now, and it's becoming increasingly frightening. And not getting the attention it deserves and the legacy media at all, as is the Twitter business, is not getting any attention that it deserves in the legacy media.
Well, there's another reason why all of this is really kind of off the wall. And part of it is because Hunter Biden is in the mix of it with his computer and the Twitter files and all that. And there's a rumor, strictly a rumor, I can't prove it, I can't disprove it, but it's on Breitbart, that Hunter Biden and his allies are planning to go on the offense. And it's got Daddy really worried in the White House and his buddies that they might say or do something to get everybody in trouble.
Well, it's his son. Live with it, Joe.
Listen, I will see you tonight. Looking forward to it at Mixon's for the great Christmas party. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
All right, Captain. See you later.
All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I'll be right back with Moa on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And we look forward to seeing you over there at Mission Barbecue because we always have a lot of fun. We've got a great group that comes over there, new people showing up almost every week, and we appreciate that too. And it's all about we the people, and we talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. So it's not limited to one size fits all. So come on out, enjoy a great lunch and great conversation with great patriotic Americans. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Yep. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now that's just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the road. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs down there in that section of the world, as well as, depending on where you want to go, up here on just over the bridge here in Tampa. But they don't go very far away unless, of course, the order dictates such. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic State Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. 942-2345, or just tell them the captain sent you when you get in there, too. See what happens there. You might get charged 10 times more money. No, I'm just kidding. You might get a better deal. You never know. You never know. But we appreciate it. And they like to know where things are, or people are hearing their ad at, too. So there you go. Now, it's safe to say that before all is said and done, this immigration thing is going to drive, I believe, people away from the Democratic Party and any thought of rationality. You can't just keep letting people come in here and just let them come over, let them come over, let them come over, let them come over. There's no way you can keep track of all of them. And we just heard in El Paso, Texas, along the Rio Grande River, and I know the section where they're coming across, yes, you can walk across and barely get your feet wet, but 16,000 illegals in the past 2 days. And more coming. More coming. As a matter of fact, I got a report here just a few minutes ago. I can't confirm it because I haven't been able to get over to where I need to get to look. But the report was one large group of 1,000 immigrants came in at one time and crossed the river all together. I don't doubt that. But, again, we'll have to wait and see. Now, here's the deal. This is all being done ahead of the DHS Secretary's Mayorkas visit. He's coming to the border. He's coming to that to just see what's going on. Well, this is terrible. And he needs to be held accountable. And somebody said to me the other day, they said, well, we can't impeach him because there's too many other things that have to be done, this, that, and the other. Well, we got to do something. My God, we got to do something. We can't let this keep happening. Now, if you're thinking that come January the 3rd, the Republicans are going to pass some sort of legislation and they're going to get it over to the Senate, the Senate's going to go, yeah, that's what we need to have. Yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Don't hold your breath. Sure, the Republicans will probably pass something. But I think we're at a stalemate again between the House and the Senate. And certainly Joe Biden is not going to do anything unless he cooks it up himself and believes that it's his own idea. Maybe he'll steal another toy from the Marines, right? Unbelievable. It just really irks me that he had to walk out the door with a toy instead of giving it to a kid. Unreal. By the way, have you heard about the United Kingdom? Hold on to something, ladies and gentlemen. The United Kingdom Civil Service Guide for Festive Celebrations. It now says, and I quote, "There will be no alcohol allowed at any of their parties. And don't you dare call it a Christmas party." Yep. That's the United Kingdom, and that's their civil service guide for festive celebrations. Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable, the stuff that's going on right now. By the way, the New York Times got caught, thank goodness, talking about the AR-15s, talking about the weapon, and how deadly it is and how terrible it is. And they had some ammunition laying there beside the AR-15. What do you think that ammunition was? You think it was ammunition that went in an AR-15? Nope. Shotgun shells. Shotgun shells beside a picture of an AR-15. I kid you not. Unbelievable. And then they call us stupid. Unbelievable. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with all the things that are going on here in the world we live. By the way, Twitter, under content moderation, getting a lot of play lately. Before the 2020 election, Twitter executives were clearly converging with the federal enforcement and intelligence agencies about moderation of election-related content. This according to the Friday dump of the Twitter files, as reported by Matt Taibbi. Now, according to the information provided by Elon Musk, Twitter executive Yoel Roth not only met weekly with the FBI and DHS, but also with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. And in these three tweets, Taibbi describes what was going on in the weeks before the 2020 election through January 6, 2021. Now, we've heard from the DNI acting secretary under Trump, and that was John Ratliff. And John Ratliff made it very clear that he never met with this guy. As far as who he was meeting with, it was somebody totally different. So, the election security briefings were given to groups of private companies. Once you hear this, it would include companies like Twitter, but many other companies, YouTube, Microsoft, as well as state election officials, to talk about the possible threats coming up to the election, which included the Russia part of the laptop computer and all that nonsense. The Russian disinformation. Well, the jig is up, guys. And Ratliff said the DNI never tried to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story involving the alleged influence peddling by the Biden family. Of course, he was on Sunday with Maria Bartiromo. And he told, he was told by her that, and you say that the DNI was not suppressing information, but that the rest of the apparatus in the government was the FBI, the DOJ, meeting with social media groups and what was likely part of the dump from Russia. And he says, yep, that's right. So he agreed that they weren't involved in that. And I believe him. If I didn't believe anybody, or if I did believe, sorry, anybody involved in this, it would be him. All right, here comes the music. End of the day is in store. See you today for lunch at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by, enjoy some great food, great company. You won't be sorry. And tonight I'll be down in Bradenton for the Manatee Patriots, Manatee Republican Liberty Caucus annual Christmas party on the MC. See you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.